This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanksgiving songs. What happened? We haven't done the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song, I don't think, have we?
Oh, no. And I'd be happy to oblige.
All right. So let's do that at 8:23. That's 23 after. We also have our video of the day today. Kenny, how long is this, the audio from the Thanksgiving episode of WKFE? I'm reminded of
as God is my witness, thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah. The audio that I put together is only about 30 seconds, but the video is the entire episode.
Really? That's very cool. I have an email from one of the affiliates. Let's see, what did I do with it? I'm trying to find it on my screen here. It was when I was talking yesterday about giving turkeys away. The idea here was it ought not to be. Was it KMMS? No, it wasn't KMMS. Who was it that sent me the email, Richie? That, I don't know. I'll find it. Who basically said to me, make sure that it's not one of these KRP, drop it from the turkey. Oh, no, it was Kyle Bailey. That was who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At KQEN. He says, I see you're going to be giving turkeys away. Please don't go WKRP on us and drop them from a plane. So, yes. We can do that. We're not going to drop them from the plane. We'll send you a gift certificate telling us the story of Thanksgiving for you. If you're working like we are today, we want to hear your story. A lot of great stories today. What is your story that you want to share? 888-302-3684. If things happen according to Hoyle, we'll be joined by Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour. And also Martin Short, who has interesting career stories to tell, has written a new book, and we're going to hear from him as a matter of consequence here. Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song is how long, Richie?
It is 2 minutes. No, it's longer than that. It's 3 minutes long.
All right, so maybe we do those both at the 23.
Yep.
I'm interested in Kenny sends lots of information to us that we put, use to put together the program. I didn't realize that Cameron Manheim was a part of Manheim Steamroller.
No.
She's not.
That was just a funny ha-ha.
This
almost.
I know she wasn't. I'm just being facetious myself.
This is a jazz band who puts out some funny parody songs under the name Cameron Manheim Steamroller.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, it's not That's Manheim funny. Steamroller. Oh, really? Okay. So is that for the parody of the Pinball Wizard? Is that pretty funny?
I thought it was funny, yeah.
Is it, why would that be a Thanksgiving sort of a thing, though? Because it's Butterball.
Yeah.
Pinball instead of Butterball. Turkey. It's Butterball, right. Wizard. Okay, I got it. Duh. Dang. Yeah, thank you. Oh, you're so smart there, Fred. You didn't figure it out either. Don't be doing the ding on me. What are you talking about? Ding yourself.
I like to get my shots in.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What I would love to have is people taking pictures of themselves with their family or whatever the circumstances where you're having your meal and post it. We can send it to us, right? Facebook.com/Good Day. We can post some of those pictures, can't
Yep.
That'd be nice. I'd like
we
to
should
do that.
Get we should get a picture of you to start things off.
That would be something we can do if I can get Meredith to remember to take her picture. We're going actually to one of her friends. Well, I'm going to get, as soon as the radio program is over, I'm going out and get on the tractor and clean up the three farms. They got to clean up the yards around the three farms, get rid of the snow, even though it'll be gone by this time tomorrow because it's going to be in the upper 30s today and upper 40s tomorrow. But it still is it's a little bit of a hazard. And then because people now, Meredith has the horse farm next door, and the horses are in need of getting out. You got to clear that stuff up. So anyway, that's what I'll do for the morning, and then go out in the afternoon. And
you will shower before you go for your Thanksgiving meal, though, right?
I will. Yes, Rich. I'll probably. I can't get out of the house anymore, or get into bed anymore without a shower.
Thank you, Meredith.
Two things I have to do in order to
between you and the dog. I'm sure that place smells a whole lot better now that she's there.
There's a nice post in USA Today that I wanted to mention. The farm credit folks have given credit to farmers the way I would like to have everybody acknowledge. The ad reads, "On a day when America gives thanks for its food, let's also thank those who grow it." I think that is a very important message for all.
Does that mean the Asian farmers too?
That means everybody, Richie. Before the turkey was stuffed, the potatoes mashed, and the cranberries became relish, there were people growing them, farmers, ranchers, individuals, and families who planted, fed, nurtured, worked, worried, and proudly harvested them. Nobody beats the American farmer when it comes to producing food, and for that, we can be truly grateful. That's the way the ad read that you saw yesterday in USA Today, and I'm on board with that for sure, because I am an American family farmer and very proud of my heritage. Love being around those cows. 888-302-3684. What do you have for post, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show on Thanksgiving.
Chuck says, "Thanksgiving is the official start of the holidays for me this morning. The lights go up outside, then off to spend the afternoon with friends."
All right, that's a good story. What other stories do you have?
Celeste says she's waiting to board a plane heading to cold Kentucky from a warm southern Florida.
Stay where you are, ma'am. A lot of people, I know somebody, as a matter of fact, I heard this story twice yesterday, and I don't know how it's going to work out. There's a fellow who was going, there were two people that I met yesterday that were going to New York just for the day. One guy was going to drive down. Who did I see last night, yesterday afternoon? Oh, the acupuncture vet that I bring Charlotte to was going to New York today, Scarsdale, just for the day. He's driving down in his car right now, driving down, and it's an easy day to drive. Today will be an easy day to drive. Go down, have dinner. He says, "I spent 4 or 5 hours with my family, get in the car and drive back again." And then somebody else told me yesterday they were going to New York for the day today, flying down on the first flight out this morning at 5:50 from the airport in Boston, get to this person's house mid-morning, spend the day, take the last flight home in the afternoon.
Wow.
Huh? How about that?
It's a tough day.
Punishment.
Right.
Well, that reminds me of, I've done that. I mean, I remember, I didn't do it on Christmas, but I've done it. I did it 1 year on Thanksgiving, and I've done it on Father's Day. I get on a plane, first plane out in the morning to Los Angeles, spend 4 or 5 hours with my children, get on a plane, come back again. It's okay if you like sleeping on a plane.
You're a masochist.
I needed to get it done. I needed to go and come back again. So we are extending the period of thanks. You'll get turkeys after Thanksgiving if you tell us some good stories about your working circumstances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe what you are making, but as part of the morning and part of our tradition here, being with you live on all the holidays, we'll do the same sort of thing on Christmas Day with obviously a different flavor to it, pardon the pun, but I think we'll give some turkeys and maybe hams, that kind of stuff away on the day. In the meantime, we continue in a matter of moments with your calls at 888-302-DOUG. Happy Thanksgiving from the Good Day, boys and girls.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Slash Les Paul, just $199. A Simmons electronic drum set, just $179. Or Martin acoustic guitar strings, 12 sets for $25. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Slash Les Paul, just $199. A Simmons electronic drum set, just $179. Or Martin acoustic guitar strings, 12 sets for $25. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess. Long lines and tons of people.
Nope. I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
17 half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy Thanksgiving. Ken Kessler is here. Richie McFadden. Michael Forney is answering your calls at 888-302-DOUG. You can send along your thoughts. Kenny, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did I get in the middle of some of the other good comments that you have posted at Facebook or Twitter?
I don't think that you interrupted, but there's plenty more comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people have very nice things to say about us. I don't want it to come across as too self-serving, but
go ahead.
Really nice. Nicole says, I am thankful that I have the Doug Steffen Show in my life. You make me happy every day. Love you all.
That's
sweet. Nice.
I don't make everybody happy every day, but I'm glad she's happy every day. Likewise, pal. Go ahead. What's next, Kenny?
Leslie says, enjoying your show and waiting to start cooking, and then the cleanup.
I know. That's it. We don't ever ask anybody who does the cleanup. Meredith usually does the cooking, and I do the cleanup, and I think that's fair. I think that's square. I think that's the way it ought to be.
And that's the way it works in most houses. Yeah. You know, at least in my experience, is all those who cooked, when they're done, they take the break, and everybody else chips in and helps clean.
Yeah, right. All right, who else, Kenny?
Vicky says, I am thankful today that I have a roof over my head and a little good food on my table and the ability to fix it.
There you go. That's something to be thankful for. Thank you. Posting continually. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. I'm just walking I can see out to the road. I'm 1,400 feet off the road, but I can see out to the road. The only thing I have seen on the road so far are snowplows, sanders, and police driving by. There's very little traffic. I'm not in a heavy... Well, this is a shortcut route for a lot of people that try to get stay off the main roads and get to where they're going. They think it's a shortcut, but it becomes like a main thoroughfare in the afternoon and the morning, but there is not a soul out there.
Yeah, the parking garage downstairs is
MP. Say hi to Catherine White Lang, who sent a note along to me. She says, there's no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. So that's why, Richie, you get all the credit today.
Thank you.
Kenny gets the credit. Michael gets the credit. All right, let's see. We'll move to, is this Brooksville, Florida? Hi, Craig.
How you doing,
Well, Doug? Thank you. What are you doing today?
Well, today, the group of guys, I run a martial arts
center?
Excuse me?
Is it a center or a facility?
Yeah,
teaching
yeah. And, what we're doing is we're putting on food. We're putting out food for the disadvantaged, and it's open to everybody if you have nowhere to go. And at the same time, we're going to be putting on, I'm going to be showing, our guys are going to be doing martial arts demonstrations, showing you how to get out of particular situations. And we're going to try to reenact what happened in Ferguson and showing how that police officer could have got out of that situation, which I do all the time. I put on demonstrations all the time. I do them free. I provide a free service to the community. I don't believe in charging anybody.
You know, here's an idea for you, just an idea. Yeah. Maybe what you do is as a fundraiser for whatever it is that you're following. I know we do that in my community. They have the fundraiser. People pay $20 to participate in your, in this case, your martial arts camp. Oh, boy. There is a group that gets together every day and works out. And so they collectively have gotten together to help some homeless people. But what you're doing is great. We're going to send you one of our turkeys for Thanksgiving and beyond. Craig, thanks. Good luck.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Stand by, or sit by, or just be by. Listen carefully to the words here. Carefully. Recognize the...
I do. This is the Who, right?
Maybe not quite.
Not quite the Who.
Not quite the Who. This is the when and the how.
Thanksgiving as a young boy, we ate with my grandma. She laid out quite a spread, man, beat all you ever saw.
Yeah.
I had to get there early, or my family ate it all. I had one skinny uncle, sure like the butterball.
This is Cameron Manheim Steamroller.
Sit down at the table and loosen up his drawers. He'd crack every knuckle and then unhinge his jaw. From there it was a blind man, forget cholesterol. That one skinny uncle was sure like the butterball.
Wow, these guys have some great voices, huh?
Yeah.
Like a poultry blizzard, so he could not resist. See the laser kisser, yeah, he talked through the whole gimmick. He's gonna need an inside help, but that won't do much good. Well, he must have no digestion, he don't use no silverware. He's got gravy in his eyebrows and stuffing in his hair. You've seen someone just like him in the food court at the mall. That one skinny uncle liked him some butterball.
I haven't heard this before.
I guess he is the dinner table king, cause I just passed my drumstick down to him.
And with any luck, you'll never hear it again.
Oh, come on, Reggie. Good for
that's funny.
Thanksgiving, yeah, it's good Thanksgiving.
Corny.
Yeah, exactly. We love corn here on Good Day. Corn, potatoes.
Terrible voices, though. They'd never make it on American Idol.
Really? It's a pretty terrible
voice. He's staggered from the table, clutching at his chest. He looked like he was choking, still chewing that turkey breast.
You sound like you're choking.
He coughed up the wishbone and collapsed against the wall. The tripped up and stupor kicked in and that was all.
All right. The parody of Pinball Wizard, Butterballs. 888-302-3684 for your Thanksgiving story. We also have at DougStefan.com today the complete episode, classic WKRP Thanksgiving episode where they drop the turkeys.
Helicopter. One of the greatest television events of all time.
All right, here's a little bit of audio. So
Cincinnati WKRP.
What exactly did you have in mind, Mr. Carlson?
What do you suppose he's up to?
And I think I hear something now. Something just came out of the bottom. It's a skydiver. No parachutes yet. Oh, my God, they're talking. Turkeys are hitting the ground like stacks of wet cement.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Brad.
I thought it would work. It's pretty strange after that.
Altogether.
I really don't know how to describe it. As God
that
is my witness.
I thought
turkeys could
fly. Fly.
That is awesome.
So if you want to see that, if you haven't seen it for a long time or you never saw it, it's right there at the Video of the Day box. But pretty much what you see first when you go to DougStefan.com, first thing you'll see is the big video box, and so you'll get that classic episode.
Love to eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey da. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song is another great thing to enjoy. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sunshine, hopefully, will be yours today. If you're traveling, woof, at least the storms have gone bye-bye. So another reason for you to give thanks that nasty storm is behind us. It was a hellish holiday travel day yesterday. My God, hundreds of flights were canceled around the country, especially East Coast from Chicago down to St. Louis and Dallas and heading east. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people were delayed by that nor'easter. It was ugly.
I'm not sure I love my family that much.
Really? Did you go through all of that?
I'd have to give up the $300 of the airfare or whatever it was and say, I'll catch you at Christmas.
See ya. The storms have left. Conditions will be normal tomorrow. It'll warm up and things will be. This is a month earlier than it should be. This is not weather for Thanksgiving. This is way too cold for where I am anyway. The normal daytime temperature here where I am is upper 40s to mid-50s.
We never have snow in November here in D.C. No.
Yeah. It's one of the great things I loved about working and living in Washington for the time I did. The season was very short. Yeah. Winter was 2 months maybe.
Right.
Christmas, let me, 1st of January by the end
Christmas
of February.
Christmas to end of February.
Yeah, it was, and then, it was great.
But thanks to global warming, it's much longer now. We got that to look forward to.
Thanks to global warming, I want to spend more time in California. Anyway, Black Friday is tomorrow. Hashtag Blackout Black Friday is a group of blacks that are urging black people to use their economic clout to protest police brutality. All right, so again, that's it. I'm not mentioning that again. I'm off of that one.
By what? Killing Macy's?
How's that help? It's just people are silly. The Thanksgiving facts and fiction. The first Thanksgiving was held around the fortified settlement of Plymouth, where the Rock is, in southeastern Massachusetts, October 1621. The celebrants were English settlers, many of them religious separatists, who came here, not only from England. I don't know how many of you realize that as many people came from the Netherlands protesting the way religion was forced upon them, as was the case with those who came from England. You didn't know that. The Wampanoag Indians were the ones who graded the, there's a, the tribe that still exists. Matter of fact, they have a big casino. The Wampanoag Indians have a big casino. Anyway.
Last year my son's fourth grade class took a field trip down to Jamestown.
Uh-huh, great place to go.
And history. And they have replicas of the ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cannot imagine crossing.
How small those things were?
They are not big at all.
Nope. No, they're very small. Very. It's scary as hell to look at them, frankly.
I can't even imagine what these people went through for 60 days.
Half of them died.
Yeah.
If you want a traditional Thanksgiving meal, being true to the actual historical Thanksgiving that was first observed, it would not have a turkey in it because turkeys were not in. I started this a couple of hours ago, and I didn't finish it. No cranberries, no pumpkin pie. There was a table full of eel, lobster, ducks, venison, stewed corn, and lots of beer, Richie. The first Thanksgiving had home-brewed beer. These were the original home breweries. You knew that, right?
It's an American tradition.
Lasted 3 days.
Having hangovers at Thanksgiving.
Yep. Lots of people. The Native American feast, first one, about 90 people came to the first one with the Wampanoags. 40 of them were Indians, or Native Americans, 50 of them were English. And the Wampanoags proved to be our friends. The pilgrim congregations that were smart enough to befriend the Wampanoags gave them a lot of things, and they shared, the Wampanoags shared with the pilgrims. Very, very cool. Yeah. Long before the people from Spain screwed this all up. Well, actually, not long before. It was about the same time. Go ahead.
Looking for an email that I got yesterday from somebody trying to get the real story of Thanksgiving out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know what to believe anymore. There are so many stories about, the Indians were enslaved, and the only reason they were
Columbus did that.
Is because they were serving the pilgrims their meal, and it just... So
nonsense.
You get stories from all over the place anymore.
Yep. Yep. Giving thanks today, and we've focused on a number of things. I had earlier this week an encounter, and it was a pleasure, with one of my doctors who has a 4-year-old daughter who brought home a Thanksgiving project that asked all of the family to do a gratitude collage. So I've thought about this and asked you every day this week to think about what you're grateful for, and then write it down or express it in some way. It's really, I'm thankful for all. I'm looking out the window now at the three guys who showed up. I said, you guys, if you take Thanksgiving off, I'll take care of feeding animals. Somebody's got to come milk. But no, they said, well, we'll all show up, and they've all been here. I've been watching the last 3 hours out the window as they fed the cows that are here at the home farm, and I know that they're milking at the other farm down the street because cows have to be milked every day, got to be fed every day, all of you who are on farms. That's why I did what I did with paraphrasing of the ad that was in USA Today yesterday, giving thanks for those who have grown the food that you are eating. How many of you will actually do that today? I sort of jiggle around with your mind because I think, as a farmer, I want you not to appreciate me, but appreciate all the people who do this and get screwed around by the government, screwed around by the big corporate interests that want to chase all the family farmers out of business, that kind of stuff. It's very apparent. My lawyer and I were having a conversation yesterday because not only do I sell the milk on my farm, I have raw milk, and we're going to do pasteurized milk and yogurt and cheeses and stuff in my dairy store, which some people like to go to the website. They ask me about that from time to time. It's eastleyfarm.com, EASTLEIGH farm.com if you want to check it out. It's really amazing how difficult these giant corporations. There's one company that controls about 75% of all the fluid milk in the whole country, and they like nothing better than to put little guys out of business so they don't have to deal with them. So they have accused me of having antibiotics in my milk, at one point ruining a tank and charging me $9,400 to pay for the tank. And I'm not going to do it because I don't use antibiotics, number one. And number two, they can't prove that I did it. They just decided, okay, we've gone around the horn. They've actually put four or five farmers out of business the last four or five months pulling the same stunt. You have antibiotics in your milk, you have to pay us for the ruined load. Fortunately, I have insurance, but I don't even want the insurance to pay for it because it wasn't my load. But they're intent on pushing. Those of you who are dairy farmers know exactly what I'm talking about. These jerks at the dairy marketing service.
Yeah, all of you out there who are dairy farmers, you know exactly what he's talking about.
They do know what I'm talking about because they go through the same thing. They get the story, what's going on. They know.
We have the largest listenership of dairy farmers of any radio show
in
the country.
Yes, we do. That's true. Largest listenership for gays. What else do we have largest listenership of?
Everything. Every group that's out there. Cuts. Special group. We have it.
We've got them. And right. We're here for
Remember
you.
We used to get calls from the prison in Joliet?
Yes.
We have the largest listenership of prisoners in this country.
Here's Edna in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Happy Thanksgiving, Edna. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's good. Now, we're asking people who are working today to tell us their story. What are you doing?
I'm sitting with a 95-year-old lady. Thank you, her.
You're taking care of a 95-year-old woman, so are you normally a caregiver that goes from home to home, or are you with this woman all the time?
I go from home to home, but she's one of my main patients.
She is. And what sort of special care that you can tell us about do you have to provide for her?
I have to make sure she take a medication. I have to bathe her, dress her, and make sure she's comfortable.
Make sure she's what?
Comfortable.
She's comfortable. Is that a hard job? Is that a lot of work?
No, it's not a hard job. I'm used to it. I've been doing it for 10 years, so I'm used to it.
Right. Is it rewarding? Do you feel good at the end of the day?
Yes, I do, and I love it today.
Isn't that sweet?
Very nice.
Very nice. All right, Edna, we're going to send you a certificate for a turkey. Are you going to be with her all day? Will you have family time at all?
Yes, I'll be with her at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to give you a certificate for a turkey that you can use anytime you'd like. Maybe you can share it with this lady. That might be a cool thing. Isn't it special? Hold on just a second. Thank you, Edna, for telling us your story.
It makes you think about all the people who are out there doing things that you don't even think about.
Right, way. Exactly. All right, I think we got Pete, who's in Texas as a park ranger. Are you on duty, Pete?
I'm on duty. I've got 17 cabins and 5 lodges, and they're all full of people enjoying the holidays.
So what's your job? What do you have to do?
I do all our structures are Civilian Conservation Corps structures. They're over 80 years old. And
so
I
they're from World War II structures, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They were barracks, basically, for the soldiers, weren't they?
No, this lake was built in 1934, and it was for rest and relaxation. They're all rock structures.
Were they done by the WPA?
Civilian Conservation Corps.
Okay. Yeah, by itself. Okay. So.
Yeah, and go ahead.
What's your normal day like?
I may be a plumber. I may be an electrician. I may be a carpenter. Right now, I'm right in the middle of refurbishing the period furniture, the original furniture that was in here.
Right. So that sounds like fun. I can hear in your voice that you like it. It's I don't know if thrilling is the right word for it, but it certainly sounds like you have a good time with it.
I really enjoy my position with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. I really do enjoy going to work every day.
Isn't that great to have somebody that tells you they love going to work every day? I hope that's the case with you, all of you who are listening. If you're working today, I hope you're happy to be going to work. I will tell you, I look forward to this kind of thing because we talk to so many people who are going through very interesting things. I find it very rewarding, frankly. So I thank you and people like you, Pete. Hold on just a second. Michael's going to get your address. We'll send you a certificate for one of our turkeys that we have. You can
use Ranger Pete, please tell Yogi Bear we said hello.
Yahoo! This Pete's working in the circus. Oh.
Leave it to Richie to find that. 888-302-3684. Mary Ann is in Phelps, New York. Where's that, Mary Ann?
It's about an hour's drive from Rochester, New York.
Oh, east or west?
Let's see, east.
East of Rochester. So how much snow did you get?
Note to self. Don't ask Marianne for instructions.
We now have about 3 inches.
Yeah, you have nothing, right?
No, it's very beautiful looking through the window as long as it's not a car window.
Yes, right. I can understand that.
I represent the volunteer workers today. I was washing dishes because I was stayed up till midnight making cookies. Well, and as I was washing dishes, it brought to me a memory of my daughter helping me about 20 years ago, as a newly married young woman, she wanted to help in the kitchen, and we had taken the turkey out of the oven, and we found a new way to baste the turkey. We were washing dishes as we went along to keep up so we wouldn't have so many dishes to wash, and she was carving the turkey, and whoops, it slipped into the dishwasher.
The dishwater?
Yes. Well, what would we do? Well, we turned on the hot water, washed off the turkey inside and out, and continued the carving, and nobody knew that it had been in the dishwater.
It was a clean turkey.
It was a clean turkey.
A very clean turkey.
And nobody died of poisoning, and we went on. So I think that's what Thanksgiving is about.
And you don't have any government inspectors that came in and said, you can't serve that turkey?
No way. So
it's the epitome of the 5-second rule.
I don't know what station I'm listening to you on, but I will, when the show is over, I will try to find out. It may be the Rochester station or the Geneva, New York station. I will find out because I really enjoyed it.
Well, we're happy
you did. Especially the music that you said this morning you will probably never play again.
Next Thanksgiving we'll play it again, probably. That's all that'll happen. Marianne, sweet of you to call. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Here's Sandy in Everett, Pennsylvania. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Doug.
How are things with you today so far?
Just great. My family will be coming for Thanksgiving, so I'm not working outside of the home. I'm getting ready for them to come.
How many are you coming?
Well, my one son-in-law has to work at Walmart.
Yeah, right.
So he will not come, so I will have 10.
Yeah. Well, so you cook for 20, and you'll have a lot of leftovers, right?
They'll probably take them with them.
Oh, that's even better. You don't have anything. There's nothing worse than leftovers. I think leaving all that stuff around. Nope. Clean it out.
I love leftovers.
No, except
send them to me, Sandy.
Maybe you.
Thanks, Doug. Doug, I wanted to tell you about a Thanksgiving past.
Go ahead.
This would have been in 1973. This isn't a turkey eating thing. It's a turkey raising story. In 1973, my husband and I worked a poultry farm, and that particular season we raised 25,000 butterball turkeys on range.
Good Lord.
And talk about, you know, people say how ridiculous turkeys are. At night, they would roost on the fences, and then in the morning, they'd fall to the wrong side. So we would have to go around and throw turkeys back in the pen. But the funny thing that I like to think on, my daughter, our oldest daughter, was 3, and we'd get up in the morning, everything is totally quiet on the farm, just still. Yeah. And she would sneak out on the porch in her PJs and slippers, and she would gobble one time.
Gobble!
And 25,000 turkeys gobbled the rest of the day.
That's like when I call the cows at the other end of the field. I just go, come boys, come boys, come boys. And they stampede down to where we are.
That's one of my favorite turkey stories anyway, not necessarily a Thanksgiving one.
No, that's a good story. Thank you, Sandy. Have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy your family thoroughly. You sound like a very enjoyable lady as well. And so at that point, you know what Walter Cronkite taught me? When you're moving from transition to transition, you need a good commercial, Richie.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep a big trap shut. You catch me running off of the mouth just kind of poking the chops. Nice hot dog and a beer.
No thanks.
Just a hot dog then.
I'm kind of picky about what I eat.
Some coffee?
No.
Milk?
No.
Soda?
No.
Some tea?
No.
Lifesavers?
No.
Slurpee?
Sir, please.
Just let me know. I'm here.
Isn't that the fat guy who died?
Yes. That is the fat guy.
What's his name? I never remember.
Also known as John Candy.
John Candy, that's right.
That's right. That's the fat guy who died. That's it. This is it.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
And you got no outside mirror.
No, we lost that.
You have no functioning gauges.
No, not a one. However, the radio still works.
6 days on the road.
Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Ah. Those aren't pillows. Ah. Ah.
How about those bears?
This is Steve Earle. 6 days on the road was from the number one movie this week in 1987, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I found that to be the rule for doing radio, Richie. Chuck Curry is here on Thanksgiving Day with a movie news story about Blade Runner 2 and who's going to be connected with it in a matter of moments as we continue to enjoy the day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Thanksgiving program.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than a pound and a half during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor at large, Bahar Tactician, has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here. I see that Ridley Scott is not going to direct Blade Runner 2, but Harrison Ford is definitely on board, Chucker.
It appears Ridley Scott most likely will produce, will not direct. The film starts filming in 2015, and from what I read, Harrison Ford's character will appear or pop up in the film's third act, which is something I liked. I remember when I went to see Beyond the Planet of the Apes when I was a kid, and when Charlton Heston popped up in the last act. I think that's a really cool plot device, and not many screenwriters or studios do that. But fans of Blade Runner, and it has immense following, will get a sequel finally after almost 3 decades.
Wesley Snipes was in the original too, wasn't he?
No. It was Harrison Ford, Sean Young. It was a visually stunning sci-fi movie, which is regarded by many to be one of the better science fiction films.
So what am I thinking about with regard to Wesley Snipes was in... wasn't he in Blade Runner?
No, he was in Blade. He was in the Blade.
Just Blade.
Vampire superhero in the movie Blade. He did three of them.
Sounds like that needs
very different movies.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Another big science fiction movie, 20th Century Fox, yesterday officially greenlit the long-awaited sequel to Independence Day. Word has it that Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman will be involved, but no Will Smith. I would expect a big A-list actor to be announced in the next few months to be the star of that film. For my money, along with Jurassic Park, the original in 93, Independence Day was the most fun I had in a movie theater in terms of summer blockbusters.
How would Liam Neeson? How about Liam Neeson? How would Liam Neeson fit into that?
Too old.
Is he too old?
I think they'll go younger. I'll be honest, I think they'll go younger. Jeff Goldblum's 62. I love him, but I think they'll pick. It's like Jurassic World. Chris Pratt, they cast before he was a star from Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was a big coup for that.
So how about that kid from Star Trek, Chris? What's his name?
Fine.
Yeah.
He'd be fine.
Yeah. All right, I think Will Smith is making a big mistake not showing up in that frame, but I've said that before. Happy Thanksgiving, Chucker. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.